This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
All this week, we have your chance to win a pair of tickets to any of the following concerts. You get to choose Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, Post Malone with Jelly Roll, Halsey, or The Weeknd. Just listen for code words. We're doing them three times a day. We'll have them at 9.05. There's another one around lunchtime, 12.05, and then Janie's got you at 5.05. We'll give you a code word. You text it to our contest line. You'll be entered for your chance to win. You can pick whichever show you want to go to.
Get a load of this.
I'm ready.
Jane's already in the building working on her show for later today.
That girl, she puts a show together.
Yeah, she does.
Yep.
Check her out this afternoon.
I was wondering if she'd wear green.
Yes.
No.
Well, yeah.
It's all black.
Not green lipstick or anything? Just like a nod to the Irish?
I mean, she'll dare you to pinch her, but I wouldn't try it.
I would not.
Yeah, I mean, no. This old.
I like my hand.
Yeah,
I don't want it ripped off.
Well, you can't pinch anybody anyway. You're not wearing any green.
I know.
Oh, you're asking for it, aren't you?
I'm asking for it, yeah.
Oh, you just want to be touched. You're so lonely.
He's not.
Show
it's a trick.
Sad-ry-a-rone.
Oh, 85 people have also chimed in now and say, Vinny's wearing green, Sarah.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
Give up the fight.
I'm not. I'll never give it up. I can't.
You can check it out at the Instagram or Facebook page.
Yes, please. Send some traffic over that way. Although, somebody did make the point that the orange is a color. You know, the orange that you have on your shirt.
Someone wrote in and said, I'm more distracted by the Homer Simpson skin-colored shirt.
Oh.
Is that what this is?
Is that orange or yellow?
It's sort of like a dark yellow. But it's reads. I'm telling you, in the photo, it reads orange. Like that gray jacket reads green.
Get out of here.
I don't know.
Trash me, would you?
I would stay.
85 people.
Thank you, 85 people.
It's green.
Thank you for making Vinny feel good about himself. It's important, you know.
I didn't ask for the poll to be put up.
No, you did. I did, and thank you everyone for your 2 cents on it. It's great. It's fun. Yay. This is fun too. Oh my God. Anytime you see Kanye, I just immediately think fun. That's what I'm looking for. Kanye West or Ye or whatever the hell we're supposed to call him now. You know, all these people, there's a few people in this story who have like decided that their name is changing. Ye tweeted a new song on Saturday called Lonely Roads Still Go to Sunshine. It features his daughter, North West. And Diddy, among other people.
Oh.
The track starts out with a phone conversation between Kanye and Diddy, who's on the phone from prison, thanking Kanye for taking care of his kids. Which I gotta say, I'm pretty sure Kanye is not personally taking care of Diddy's kids, but I mean, I guess it's an infinite universe. Anything's possible. So they're having a convo. And then in the song, North comes on and does a rap. Doing everything I wanted, that's the key to life. When you see me shining, then you see the light. And Diddy's son, King Combs, is also in it. And Kim is losing her mind. In fact, they were going back and forth with the texting on the texting machine. And then Kanye went, I'm screenshotting. I'm going to screenshot all of this stuff and I'm just going to post it up there. So you can see what I'm under, what I'm dealing with here with my woman, my ex-woman, whatever she is to me now. People are now calling Kim by 3Ks. It's going great for her. So she's super mad. Kanye tweeted a text conversation between the two of them in which Kim said, I trademarked North's name in order to stop this song from being released. Don't release this song. Take this song down. Take it all down. Scrub the internet. Blah, blah, blah. Kanye's response was, amend it, or I'm going to war and neither of us will recover from the public fallout. You're going to have to kill me. Well, if that's what we have to do. All of the stuff, by the way, was later deleted, including the song, which, of course, means nothing because the internet has it forever. One person has to screenshot it, and you can get the song on YouTube now. It's there. Kim isn't just getting flack from Kanye. Some of her own fans are attacking her for doing a photo shoot with a Tesla Cybertruck, and then I guess one of Elon Musk's Optimus robots. That was a few weeks back, actually. I was supposed to have, like, someone was reminded of that. Oh, yeah, didn't you one time say something nice about somebody? Rah, rah, rah. That person's since been canceled. Now so are you. Someone's calling her Kim KKK Kardashian. 3K is the beginning of her last name. The pictures, I think we even talked about this. I remember looking at that robot and thinking, that's interesting. It was all done last November, long before Elon was, you know, persona non grata. Or whatever that expression is, for Perfect Magazine. And at the time, Elon wasn't quite as polarized as he is now. You know, just still a few months until everyone was like, is that guy a Nazi? What's happening? So anyway, Kanye West has got his daughter North on a song with Diddy. And as always happens with Kanye, there is an S storm now swirling around all of this stuff. Do you think that Kim is ever like, look, I love my kids. I'm glad I have them. But what the hell was I thinking?
I don't know what caused him to go off the deep end. I don't know if he'd had mental illness and was taking his medicine and that's what.
Right, was on the short on level ground. Seemed,
you know, I listened to the early records. They're fun. Mm.
Was still in his life, too.
Well, I don't know anything about what caused him to go off the deep end. But sure, you get literally in bed with certain people. And you by association, are stuck if they turn. Well, I mean, he's mentally ill. We know it.
Yep. I remember thinking when he first got with her that the prevailing winds were like, what is he doing? Why would he do that? And now I just can't imagine anyone wanting to stick around for it. Even his wife, Bianca, is like, you know, please, Lord Jesus, help show Kanye the way. Like, make him stop doing this. We love the Jews. I can't even remember what she was saying. I think she was trying to walk everything he said back. But what she should do is walk away.
No.
That guy.
I don't know what to say about that part, but even the Elon thing, people are writing in saying, you know, not everybody hates him. I don't hate him.
No.
But I'm not buying a car where now I'm suddenly a victim of harassment.
Yeah, and it's not about hating him. It's that everything now is incredibly polarizing. It's either this or it's that, and that's all. And no one can have any opinion. Your opinion is different than mine, so we have to hate each other. It's so stupid. I don't really get it.
Well,
I guess it's just coming at some people 24/7 and they won't stop death scrolling and getting the information that they think that they need or something.
What did he just put up there?
These are the screenshots that show that,
them fighting.
West, yeah. Yep. He's saying, you're going to have to kill me. Amend it or I'm going to war and neither of us will recover from the public fallout. You're going to have to kill me. I got to say, Kim is the one who comes out smelling better in this situation. Like, she actually seems much more rational. She seems like she has her kids' best interests at heart.
You do remember that I read the Spotify playlist for the top 2024 played songs, and Kanye was in the top 5.
Yep.
So he is still widely listened to, despite everything. And I don't know how.
I know.
But okay.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe he's whittling down the people who can be fans of his, but he hasn't whittled them all away, which is scary, because you'd think everyone would be like, enough of that guy. Oh, what do I know? Millie Bobby Brown, Jovi. What is her name? Millie Bobby Brown, Jovi. She is a fabulous actress. She plays 11 on Stranger Things. And has gone on to do some other, like, I've liked a couple of her cute little movies. She did those Enola Holmes, I think they're called. It's like,
I haven't
Sherlock
seen them, but I would watch them.
And your daughters would like them too. Mm-hmm. They're great and very, you know, female energy forward. And she did this one called Damsel, which is it's good. It's dumb. It's Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, oh, don't look at that. Her
don't
husband,
look at that.
No, I do. Oh, look at that. I just.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't say it right. Her husband, though.
Jake
Brown Jovi. He did it's sort of like a rock star thing where he's the pizza guy and they get him to sing the song and then he's in the band and suddenly it's like, I feel like I've seen that story a few times, but.
Sometimes I shout out an answer and then I think better of it after the fact. Like, I shouldn't know that. I should not know what Bon Jovi's kid's name
is. I'm glad someone's holding on to this stuff. Jeez. I feel like between the two of us, we got this Jeopardy thing happening. So she now is talking about having a farm. She's in Georgia, and she's like, I have animals. And here she is on
Well, I have 25 BBC. Farm animals, and then I have 23 foster dogs, and then I have 10 dogs in my house that are my personal dogs and 4 cats.
This is amazing.
I have a Rottweiler, a Golden Retriever, a Great Dane, and then I have, you know, I have an 18-year-old blind dachshund called Rigby who was left on the side of the road. I took him thinking he's not got long left, yeah. You know. He's blind, can't find his way through that. Well, this dog is jumping on my couch now. It's found a new lease of life. Jake said, you thought this was going to, you know, be gone in 3 months. God, no. Rigby is on a year and he's thriving.
Oh, good for Rigby.
I mean, killing it. Knows the house. I feel like he's becoming unblind. He starts to look around and he knows where the food is and the bedroom is, and he's getting really good. So I used to call him rigor mortis because I really thought he was on his way out. He is nowhere close to death. Let me tell you, this dog is
she's adorable. She is adorable.
I love the cheetah get up.
Yeah,
my daughter would just be losing her mind over the cheetah get up.
I'm so jealous of the setup for the BBC One radio show. Did you check out that? I mean, they have just got some wow, wow, wow studios going on over there, the BBC. Plus, they all sound so sexy. Oh, what? Is that true? I've got 23 foster dogs. She's 25. She has 62 animals. Currently, she has, and that's not counting chickens and all those, you know, uncountable milling about birds.
And all this is in Atlanta.
It's in Georgia. I'm going to assume it's at least outside of Atlanta, but probably. Anyway, she also said, they said, where did all these dogs sleep? And Millie Bobby Brown Jovi said, I've gotten them real single beds, as in they each have their own bed, single. They must have a huge place. I mean, Atlanta.
She was going to say, my husband's side of the bed.
He actually said, only one dog in the bed.
Oh,
one. Pick
he put
one,
his foot down.
Pick one dog, that only one. No more than that in the bed. And then once the dachshund dies, that's it, apparently. Good luck, buddy. It's adorable.
Good luck, buddy is right.
Mm. Anyway, she's very charming. She just seems natural and fun, and I just really,
clearly is the boss of that family.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Of course she is.
Mm-hmm.
He's lucky to have her.
Wow.
Mm. Did you know, this is just apropos of nothing. I saw this the other day and went, I am interested. I don't know if you're still going to have this because I didn't get to it on Friday. You know, the Conjuring movies and The Departed.
I like a good scary movie. Yeah.
Vera Farmiga, she's the lady. She's the woman in this couple that is looking for this doll, I guess. I can't remember exactly how The Conjuring goes. I've seen it, but she's the therapist in The Departed, and she's so good in that. Which is what Leo DiCaprio and Matt Damon mm-hmm. and anyway, she is also in a heavy metal band. They're called the Yagas.
I love it.
And she was given some like dowdy Chrissy Hynde vibes. Like I really did like it.
Dowdy Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah, like if Chrissy Hynde was like, I don't feel like putting on my makeup today and, you know, or doing my hair much. She just had kind of that look going. I mean, not, you know, I don't mean to be insulting, but I guess that doesn't sound great. And here they are doing The Trooper. That's an Iron Maiden song that we should not be playing. Anyway, which we're not playing.
I find her, like, she has one of those uniquely beautiful faces.
I agree with
It's not traditionally beautiful. It's that...
Striking, though.
It's almost... I'm not quite Uma Thurman beautiful, awkward, weird... Beautiful, but kind of in that same.
It's interesting, an interesting arrangement of features and intense eyes. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I really think that she's a good looking lady.
And now that I know she likes metal, I like her more.
Yeah. I mean, listen, anytime I hear someone did a cover of The Trooper, I'm in. Let me have a listen to that. Anyway, I just thought you might want to know that she's in a
metal lady.
Yeah, here's a picture of her. If you want to come over here, as
is this the Dowdy?
These are the pictures of her as where she's just they're on maybe the set of some kind of a video or something, and like the members of the band are hanging out, and then you see her and she's just sort of aimlessly wandering around, and you know, cute, but she's. She's not dressed sexy, and she's got kind of undone hair.
They're doing an actual video, though. Those were real cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a real video. That's not them in their house with their phone.
No, well, they, you know, she's...
She's Via Farmiga.
She's Vera Farmiga.
Whatever she is.
Farmiga. Farmiga, you think?
I don't have any idea.
Vera Farmiga. Anyway, it's just cute, and I thought you might want to know about that. She's like 51. I say rocket. In case you missed it on Friday, I'm so excited about this. I told John that there's going to be a season 4 of Ted Lasso, and he was like, oh my God, that's so exciting. That's such a feel-good show.
Oh, wait, so there were only 3 seasons of that?
Yeah, there were 3 seasons.
Okay.
And then there was some talk that they might go on without Jason Sudeikis. But no, Ted Lasso himself will be back, apparently, and I don't have total casting yet or even a start date on filming, et cetera. But it is looking like it's been renewed. Ted Lasso finally renewed for season 4 at Apple TV Plus. Jason Sudeikis has signed on. He'll be reprising his role.
You know, there was a at that time when this show was still on, his partner had left him for Harry Styles. And mm-hmm. one of the stories you told us was he like laid down behind her car to keep her from leaving. And I don't know if that's true or if that was just one of those random things that, did someone see that? Did someone just say that?
Isn't that stuck? Heartbreaking?
It's heartbreaking, but it's also possibly
why. Please don't leave. We have children together.
He walked away from his hit show mm-hmm. because I can't think of any other reason if you've gotten yourself into entertainment and you finally have a freaking hit on your hands and everyone around you loves you and loves the work you're all doing. And why would you go, no.
No. Like, not busy. No.
It has to be that, right? There can't be any other reason why someone in entertainment would say, we have lightning in a bottle.
Right.
And I say, smash it.
Let it out.
No.
Set it free. I know. It does seem, I guess, maybe like, as people get more famous on a hit show and there's only so many seasons booked, like they just starts to get harder to get the cast together or something, or it costs a lot more money to get them together. But yeah, I'm super glad that they're putting it back together. I it's just great. I wasn't ready for it to be done. Give me 10 seasons of Ted Lasso.
And you're making the point that maybe people on the show were asking for raises, but it sounds like everyone on the show went, no, we are all in.
Yeah.
Everybody else wants to be on it.
Yeah. Right.
So I wonder, it might just be heartbreak. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I'm bummed and I want to be at home, not here.
I got to be with my kids.
So maybe that's it. And now he's over it and ready to go back to work. Good.
Could be, right?
I just can't into think it of any other reason.
I know. Jamie Todd. I can't wait. I'm very excited for it. Hey, I wanted to mention the box office real quick. Apparently, we are in a massive slump. It's just been a terrible few weeks.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go. Did
I
you
didn't
go?
Either. No. Yeah.
There was only one thing that I thought you might want to go to this past weekend, and that was the Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. That was like kind of the... Paddington in Peru is still a thing.
I'm into that, but yeah. I haven't seen it.
That's been out for 5 weeks, and it's only made $41 million, which is actually not awesome, considering that those are... That's a pretty much a hit franchise.
I think the bear makes more than that. You know, paycheck.
Oh, probably, right? Probably cost more than that to put the bear into the movie. He's fake, right?
Yeah.
So number one was Novocaine, which is it's Huey from The Boys, Jack Quaid, his name is. That was number one, and it made about $8 million. Their last week's number one was Mickey 17, which is the Robert Pattinson one, where he's like a sort of like a soldier who keeps dying, but comes back with most of his memories. He's like a guard on some other planet or something. This sounds like something I'll stream at some point, but I'm not going to run out and see it. Neither is anyone else. That's been out for 2 weeks and it was in second place last week. Black Bag was in third place. Captain America, which has made $185 million in 5 weeks. That was in fourth place. About $5 million. But they were saying basically Novocaine tops the worst weekend of the year so far. Audiences were numbed by new offerings. Get it? Novocaine. Numbed. They say theater owners are desperately awaiting the not awesome press live action Snow White movie, which is coming out in a couple weeks.
I read reviews of that this morning and they said, despite all of the negativity surrounding this film, it's actually good.
Yes. Well, it's a lot of those Disney projects are, right? It's that these people now can tank a movie by going on Twitter and getting in a Twitter war with someone else who stars in the movie. And then everyone's like, oh my God, that's an S show. I'm not doing that. Anyway, I don't have the release date on that, but I think it's coming out pretty soon. Another couple weeks, maybe. I don't see the date. But the box office was just a bust this weekend. So if you're in the movie business, hopefully things will get better for you soon. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The new acronyms you're going to want to know about, and measles wants to come to your party.
Oh, no, thank you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, and get our show's full podcast all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Dino Days at California Academy of Science. All this week, listen for the code word at 3:05 p.m. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, and enter for your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Cal Academy of Science's newest exhibits, Dino Days and Unseen Oceans.
I love the Cal Academy.
Me too. Really cool stuff. 3:05. I believe that's Jane.
Yep. It's Jane.
And again, she's working on her show already for you people this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's going to be epic.
Sorry, she's running back and forth and figuring out what song she's going to play.
It's big stuff.
Yeah.
Thousands of people flooded to San Francisco streets for St. Patrick's Day parade, everyone.
Oh,
I hope you had a blast.
Did they have a good time?
I believe they did. And I hope that y'all enjoyed it if you were out there.
Bagora.
Someone wrote in and said, you can't wear orange on St. I'm not wearing orange. This isn't orange. What is this color problem we're having? This is not orange.
Yeah, it looks really orange in the picture where your jacket that's gray looks green. So, it's, you know, it's just a weird thing. It's just a weird thing. Why can't you wear orange? Because it's like the Troubles.
Something about the Protestants.
Yeah.
Orange is the color for the Protestants.
I see.
And
green is the color of grass. Yeah. Sure.
Anyway,
whatever. I'm so glad I don't
I am
about
wearing
that
green.
Stuff.
You can see that on the. Everyone had to. Sarah, put it up. Let everyone decide. They decided it's green.
Then you're wearing orange.
You just
can't. Saying, you know, color
know.
Is
no,
not.
I very. You just have to win. I get it.
So
yeah, you know what you're
know,
doing. It's
I'm
not.
I'm just
green.
Trying to get people up. To go check out our right. Facebook page.
No, you're right though. I give up.
Oh, I agree.
Absolutely.
That's good.
It's not green.
Thank you. Right.
No, I understand. Oh. Yep.
No, it's good that you've come to that conclusion.
Yes.
Phew.
She beat you into that conclusion.
Listen, he's the one who keeps bringing it up.
Well, I'm perfectly St. Patrick's happy to just Day, sit everyone. Here. Yeah. I mean, it's a green day. Message from Bay Area doctors.
Oh.
Get vaccinated for measles if you haven't been.
Yeah, I have.
This was something that I thought was long gone.
Yeah, well, you know.
You haven't been? Is that what you just said?
Oh, no, I have been, of course. As a child, I was vaccinated for measles, I believe. I don't know when they started doing it for people who are grown-ups now. But
the
yeah,
article
my kids,
I
everybody
found,
should vaccinate. Come on, people. Don't
the article I found says if you were born before 57, you're protected because you probably had measles.
Oh, I see. As a child, you probably had them.
There's a gap there. Where they were starting to use a vaccine, but it wasn't the right one entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may want to check and see, really, if you don't, you know, like this turned up in Texas and they're saying, if you were in Texas, you should absolutely make sure your status.
Right.
I was thinking, oh, well, I definitely had that. And it turns out I did.
Yeah.
If you were born between 63 and 89, you got one dose of the vaccine and you are protected in most circumstances and you don't need a second dose. After 89, I think they started telling people to get two doses and they spread them out like age one and age four.
Oh.
And your doctor was doing that when you were showing up for your regular checkups. Mm. So that should cover just about everybody. Unless, of course, you're one of those anti-vaxxers that says, no, not for my child.
Right.
And if that's the case, then, you know, you may have to worry about measles coming into your home. And that's, again, in this area, doesn't seem to be a problem yet. But all it takes is someone to hop a plane or go visit or like yeah. we've seen how that works.
Yeah.
You know, the COVID shutdown is a perfect example.
It is a childhood disease. And it's just that if you spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated and is susceptible to, you know, I don't know. I don't want to get into a whole vaccination
They call it one of the most contagious viruses in the world. So yeah. It is something that will get around if we let it.
Isn't there like a big three that they do now? It's like a measles, rubella, then there's like a third one and they're all in one vaccination.
You know what? Yeah. As I looked it up, I truly realized that because I'm here and Christina's taking the kids to the doctor's visits,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any idea. I assume that they've gotten everything they're supposed to get.
Right.
We're not anti any of that stuff. So yeah. They would have gotten it if the doctor said, it's time for this. They would have gotten it. So there's that. Measles. They're back.
Yay. bring back polio, too. Let's bring that back. Vaccines are miracles that save people from having to deal with that stuff.
Right.
Like, okay, have your stance. Keep your kid away from mine.
My mom had polio, and she got it because the vaccination had just come out, and her parents weren't sure about it. And this is back in the 50s.
Yeah, I know someone who had polio as a child as well, and they didn't grow normally.
My uncle
turned out all right.
Yeah, my uncle had it, and he had a limp.
Oh,
because of it.
Yeah,
and he was a normal, strapping young Italian kid. Got polio and had a limp the rest of his life.
Yep. And like, those are the mild cases. Like yeah. Polio can be devastating.
Mm-hmm. Can kill you.
Yes.
Well, by the way, we're talking about measles, not polio.
We're not, right. But we're talking, you know, in general, vaccines. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe do some research. And don't just believe internet, whatever. Why am I talking about that? Why do I have to have an opinion about this? Do whatever you want. I don't want to be in a fight with anybody about that.
It's not your job to have an opinion.
I know. You know what, though? Certain things, F it. I don't want to. I just want to have a good time. I'm trying to have a good time here.
Here's some, there was an acronym that was going around when I was a kid and I remember it and it's, you know, it was kind of a punk rock thing. And now it means for the win.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Is that what it means? Because it meant the same thing to me when I was a kid.
For the win.
No.
The world.
Yeah. Right. Right. Mm. Except now it means for the win.
Sure it does.
Here's some acronyms for you. FAFO. You got this?
FAFO.
FAFO, you know it?
For a fun overnight.
FAFO.
I actually like when you hear someone say this because it is one of those things where they're letting you know. It's bleep around and find out.
Oh.
FAFO.
FAFO.
Bleep around and find out. When someone says that to you, you know, they're letting you know. Keep going.
Let's see what happens.
Should have thrown that at your kids last night when they were keeping you.
You know, I truly, this was the worst part of what, this was my kids last night. I'm in bed at 8:00 like I'm supposed to be. And my kids are partying outside of my room.
Fun times. Excellent.
And I'm so torn because I love that they're having fun together.
Yes.
Like I want them to be friends and have fun together. When they fight, I'm like, oh, I didn't give you a sister so you two could hate each other. Like, come on, I'm too old to be having kids. I did that for you. Anyway, I just, I when I finally walked out there and started yelling at them, and then I get nothing. I get like, okay, sorry, Dad. And then they just start up again. It's like, what do you do? What do you do?
F-A-F-O.
No, you don't, because there's no, I have no...
You go to your beach apartment?
I'm not... Well, yeah, that's probably what I'm doing tonight. I mean, honestly, what do you do? You can't, I'm not going to hit those kids.
Like, no, of course not.
Say bleep around and find them. Like, what? What's going to happen? Nothing. I'll go to bed and try to sleep through the noise.
Your mouth shut.
God. When my dad said that, you knew.
Yeah.
What was coming.
Well, you never wanted to be your dad, so no. That's good news.
SMH is shaking my head. I think most of us know that.
Yeah.
PMO.
Pardon my...
Pisses me off.
Oh. PMO. Mm.
These are acronyms. The most searched acronyms of 2025.
Oh, as in like, what does that stand for?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me
that. I have to do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody... OTP.
On the prowl.
One true pairing. A romantic couple you're rooting for.
Oh. Mm. Is that really so commonly used?
I have never heard it, and I'm never
one true not. Pairing? Well, how about just SM for soulmates? Like, I don't understand the one true pairing. What is it? Did Megan Fox get into our vernacular?
Is that I was don't thinking,
know.
I want...
It's the only thing I get, the truth, the dual flames or whatever they are.
Yeah, twin flames.
Yeah, that's it.
I want Santa and Mrs. Claus to stay together, but past them, I'm not, I'm not invested, certainly not in MGK and his...
Right, an MF.
Cuckoo bird girlfriend.
Well, that's because you're not invested, because I'm pretty sure they're done.
Like, are they?
I think so. Oh, isn't she like, done. Is she pregnant with a kid from him though?
Yeah.
And
but
they're not together anymore.
No.
All right. She just wanted to have the twin flame baby. Mm.
WYF is where you from.
Oh. Mm.
I saw one the other day and I was like, what is that? Now I can't remember it, but it had something to do with this lady going, and this was her post. It was, I pay $3,000 a month. Oh, it's WYD. What you doing? And I guess it's a way that someone says, you want to hook up? WYD. Mm. So she writes, I pay $3,000 a month in bills. No, I don't want to come over and do you. And I was like, I don't understand.
What is she trying to say?
She's trying to say she's too grown up for your overnights.
Oh.
And I just thought, I don't.
Huh. Mm. Okay. Well, is that like come to me?
I honestly didn't.
Like, why are you even talking to a person? If you're not going to go do it, then why don't you just
that
say.
That was the last thing I had to go look up was why. No, WYD, what is that? What you doing?
What you doing?
What you doing?
What you doing? Hmm?
POV is point of view. WYLL, what you look like. Oh, forget this. Oh, this is kid language. I'm not involved with that at all. I give up.
You've aged out of the acronyms.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, when they changed FTW, it's all over.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
For the win.
Well, do you think people say that so their mom's not mad, you know?
Well, yeah, I told you I had a girlfriend that her brother got a tattoo on his neck. And I was like, he did? And she goes, this is what my girlfriend said to me. He said it's a friend of his that passed away. And I was like, oh, wow, he really loved his friend.
Mm.
Okay. And then when I saw the guy, it was FTW he had on his neck. Oh, and wow. I just started laughing. I was like, oh, my God.
That's the name of my tattoo parlor, FTW.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So I tell my girlfriend in what I thought was, you know, confidence. I'm like, that's not his friend. That is a common term. It means this. And she went, Mom! I'm like, what are you doing? Don't tell your mom. She's going to kill that kid.
It's already there. What are you going to do?
Scrub his neck until it comes off of there. Brillo pad that thing off.
Did seem weird, though. His buddy passed away, and he got his initials on him, huh? I saw
Frank the womanizer.
Does not make sense. Anyway. Remember when employees would push for casual days so they could wear jeans into the office? That was pre-pandemic.
Yeah, sure. I do kind of remember that.
Pre-remote working.
I mean, it's always been pretty casual at a radio station.
The very, for sure.
Salespeople dress up, but for us, I was just like,
Oh, this looks fine. Let's go.
You know, I used to, when I first started in radio, I really didn't think that it mattered at all. Mm-hmm. And I definitely got talked to by coworkers who were like, you're good at this, but you really can't wear shorts into work. Like right. barefoot, like, come on. It's
this
a business.
It's a place of business. Right?
And so I did get that. And I've always worn pants ever since.
Yeah.
That said, sweatpant jeans, maybe.
I mean, do they look jeansy?
Let me see if I can find them. I don't think you should do this. Just wear pants, everyone.
Yeah. There's so many options for soft clothes these days. Anyway, it's very, I do feel like you can find something comfy and stretchy and have it still look halfway appropriate.
They have a bunch of styles for sweatpant jeans. If you want to look them up, they've got a high waist, wide leg, low rise, torn, distressed, skinny jeans. They're all sweatpants, but they look like jeans.
Oh,
you like it?
I do. Those look good. Oh, look, there's some for dudes too. Oh, they have stretchy jeans.
I like jeans. Fine, I'm good. I don't need sweatpants.
Regular old jeans.
Come on.
I mean,
is that where we're headed?
Cozy, isn't it? Hello. I just want like a little one piece. Catch all, big pockets, hood. That's what I want. Sleeves that
a
I.
A onesie?
Yeah, let's just start wearing footy pajamas everywhere we go. Cozy, you know? Slick storage pockets, cargo cozy. That'd be good.
I don't like it.
I have like a fishing vest on top. I have everything I need. Oh.
Imagine this. A driver in Switzerland was fined nearly $110,000 for driving too close to the vehicle in front of him. The fine was so high because in Switzerland, fees are based on your taxable income.
I've heard that. I didn't know it was Switzerland specific, but I have heard that there are places where if you're a billionaire, your ticket costs a billion times more than this other guy's ticket.
It makes sense.
It does. It should hurt everyone equally because otherwise, you know, if you make 30 grand a year, if you get fined $150 and then the guy who makes a billion, it's free. He can do anything he wants because he has all the money. 150 bucks is nothing to him. But to some people, there's your electric bill right there.
You probably see people tailgating all the time. You probably even do it yourself. So you might be thinking, with a fine that extreme, he must have really been on that guy's ass.
Right, like hooked on.
Nope. They just say he was just driving way too close, got in trouble, but makes a ton of money. And so the fine was based on his income.
That's incredible.
So they do this to ensure that a rich person feels the punishment just as much as someone who's getting minimum wage.
I like it.
I have always thought that the point system was the way that they dealt with it here, which means it doesn't matter how much money you got. You get 3 points, your license goes.
Right.
And so there's another example of keeping things sort of even. You can only do the one time traffic school.
Or you get a point off, right?
And then you're toast. You have to pay attention to the rules.
There's a fairness to that as well, no matter who you are. Of course, if you're a rich guy, you can afford an Uber better or a driver.
I drive out on the coast a lot, and I definitely know there are police out there checking people's speeds. So if someone's on my, you know,
let
I pull
go.
Over. Go ahead,
off
man.
Off you go.
And then if I'm behind that person, now I have a car where I can go. I can do it so fast, and I don't have to spend forever getting up to 80 to get past the guy, and then I'm... Oh my God, I'm doing 90. How do I slow down without slamming it? Like, this car is on electric cars, everyone.
They are pretty amazing. You got the Mustang Mach-E
from Frontier Ford.
Santa Clara?
In Santa Clara.
Shame.
Seriously, go look at it. I looked at a few others, and that's the one I bought because it checks all the boxes.
It's beautiful, too.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. I have 3 of the sweatpant jeans.
Oh.
Everyone says they look like real jeans. Nikki, San Diego, Odyssey app.
There's some cool looking jeans on that. I'm just looking at, you know, Google sweatpant jeans. They look pretty cool.
Measles, mumps, and rubella, says 707.
There it is.
All
Thank
three
you.
Prevented by MMR vaccine, given in two doses at childhood. Almost Dr. Vin at Napa.
Oh my God, hilarious. We had almost lawyer, now we have an almost doctor. Thank you for, I knew there was some, there's one, my kids had to get that.
Good callback.
Yeah, really good callback. Almost, we have a lot of almost people listening to this station.
It.
I like it too, it's good.
Are we on the air?
Oh my God.
No, we're not, don't worry about it.
After 10 minutes of
Keep
talking.
Keep on talking, yeah. I know. But then I thought, I can't tell him that he's not on the air because then he might swear or something. That'd be bad.
408 says, Vinny, my kids fought like dogs from the time they were younger. From the time the younger one could talk until the older one had been gone a year at college. It drove me crazy. But now they are besties and it was worth it all. And it warms my heart so much.
It is nice.
Yeah, I mean, there they were making noise last night. And I'm like, oh, they're getting along great. And then it just went on. And I finally went, okay.
All right, you guys, I got to go to sleep. 3 o'clock comes so much. You don't even know. You don't even know about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, and yet. Then there I am, a loser at 3 a.m. up going, and I was up the whole time. But I mean, there I am going, I should wake them up. Mm. I should just go in there.
Make them do chores.
All right, bye. Now that you're up, bye. Have a good one. Mm. Let's see how you do. But except, you know what would have happened?
They go bother mom.
Yeah. Mom would have been like, thanks for...
Shouldn't mom have been calming them down last night, Benny?
I wish I knew what to do at all times. I truly was standing there in the doorway of their bed like, you know, the villain in some kind of horror movie. I really gotta, come on.
I oughta.
It's good that you didn't.
I know. Oh, and by the way, 805 says, the shirt is mustard and the jacket is green. Thank you, 805. You are the best.
I'm telling you, it's the color. It's not the same as it is in real life. It's just a gray jacket with a kind of a, it is mustardy. You're right. It is a mustardy shirt. I mean, if you're asking me.
I wasn't.
My opinion.
At all, actually. Yeah. I was just reading.
Well, people can check it out
people.
For themselves. We can certainly use the traffic on our Facebook page. Like us and subscribe. Is that something that people do?
Follow.
I don't know. Follow.
415 says, Millie Bobby Brown Jovi is a fantastic actress? On what planet?
Nah, she's good. Don't be mean about it. She's adorable.
She is.
I think she's really good. She's adorable.
You don't get to say 805 or 415. That was you. Sorry, 415. You don't get to say. Yeah. Sarah will tell you.
Yeah. That is true. Thanks for noticing.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
So it turns out Jim Morrison's still alive.
Oh!
I know.
Oh!
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.